And good morning. You're listening to Morning Edition on KASU. I'm Jonathan Reeves, KASU News Director. Joining me on the phone lines right now, we're talking to U.S. Senator John Bozeman. And Senator Bozeman, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you so much for having me, as always.
Senator Bozeman, a lot to talk about. I know that there's been two reports that have come out, one from the Washington Post, another from New York Times. There's a lot of people have been talking about these specific reports. I wanted to get your thoughts on them. First of all, I wanted to get your thoughts on President Trump saying that he has absolute right to share intelligence with Russia in that particular report. Kind of your thoughts on that particular situation.
Well, I think that's a situation where you had the, our security team come out and say that really nothing occurred there that was damaging. That essentially, like I say, they didn't really feel like anything had happened that would be such that it was a real problem security wise. So you've got a lot of he said, she said. I'm very much a rule of law guy. We want to do the right thing, and so the good news is we've got a bunch of committees up and running now that are looking into all of these things, and there's just a bunch of stuff that we need to get resolved. I know the Intelligence Committee is working hard on this. Richard Burr, his counterpart, Senator Warner from Virginia. So those are good things, and I think everybody agrees that those two guys are, certainly very, very reputable and going to do the right thing. So the other thing, we've got the House has gotten involved with the Oversight Committee, and they're talking about, if necessary, subpoenaing and this and that to get to the bottom of these various allegations. So, but these are serious things. They need to be, they need to be investigated. They need to be looked at. We just need to kind of see where it all leads. But right now, we've got a lot of conflicting stories, and we'll just have to see how it all works out.
Do you think a special prosecutor should be brought in, and a special investigation should be handled in this particular case?
You know, I don't think so, and I say that because I really do have confidence. I've got confidence in the FBI, and one of the things that we've got to get done very quickly is get a new head of the FBI installed that everybody's got complete confidence in, Democrats, Republicans, the people of America, but we're continuing to go forward with that investigation. So they're looking into these things, and then we also have the Intelligence Committee, as I mentioned earlier, with Burr and Warner, pressing forward. So let's see where it all falls. But again, we're a nation of laws. Everybody's subject to them. And so, but I think it's too early to actually call for that.
I think one of the main concerns that people have had about President Trump from the very beginning has been maybe what Russia might have had, but we have a role that Russia may have played in the election and just this. And then this is one more thing that is something that kind of adds to that fuel. Is that a serious concern to you about maybe his possible ties with Russia?
Well, it is certainly all the influence in the election by the Russians is a very, very serious problem and something we simply need to get to the bottom of to understand what happened, but also is important to make sure that nothing like this happens in the future. My understanding is that so far, I don't think anybody has any evidence that President Trump was directly involved in that. Now, the investigations are going forward, again, with the FBI, who I think, we all realize are certainly very neutral, just trying to get to the truth, and then with the Intelligence Committee. So at some point in the not-too-distant future, hopefully we'll get some resolution and then really understand, what we need to do. But it's very, very serious. It's something that we have to get to the bottom of. But I do feel confident right now that the people that are looking into it are people that want to do the right thing and get to the truth, which is what this is all about.
You're saying you're confident about this right now, but what might change your confidence in this process?
Well, if I see the process breaking down, if there's any evidence of uncooperation with the intelligence committee as they pursue their investigation. They've got the ability to subpoena and do things like that. So as long as, you know, we're getting good cooperation right now, my understanding is that that is the case in listening to both my Republican friends on the committee and Democrat friends on the committee. So all of that's going pretty smoothly. So until we have evidence that what we're doing now is not working, that it's not able to get to the truth, and I think we'll be in pretty good shape. If that breaks down, then certainly we'll need to do something different.
U.S. Senator John Bozeman joining us here on KASU. Let's talk about, you've mentioned a couple times about the FBI. Do you think that President Trump made the right decision in firing James Comey?
I think that James Comey is an honorable person. I think that he's worked hard at the FBI. The thing that we forget is that under his tenure, despite countless threats and lots of people that would do us harm, he's helped keep us safe. And that's been it's kind of like turning on the lights. You know, we just expect to flip the light switch and that to happen. We take it for granted. But, the men and women that serve in the FBI and the other agencies have done a tremendous job. And he's been leading that charge. And so, we're very thankful for that. The president had the right to do what he did. I do think that the director had become a distraction, in the sense that, it doesn't matter what committee he was at or this or that, and Republicans beat him up because he's not aggressive enough on the leaks, and criticizing him with the Hillary situation. Democrats, again, don't feel like he's doing enough on Russia and this and that. So lots of, and then the way he handled things towards the end of the election. So he really had criticism on all sides. The important thing now, though, is in regard to the FBI, is to get something, get us in a situation where we have somebody that's installed that's beyond reproach, somebody that is very much accepting of Democrats and Republicans, and again, most important, the American people, that will lead us to the truth.
And I know that there's a lot going on, because now you're having to take a look at the allegation, or the possibility, that President Trump had asked Comey to possibly shut down an investigation involving Michael Flynn in that regard, which is another serious charge.
It is, and I know that the chairman of the Oversight Committee in the House has asked for that, for those particular papers, so that we can actually see. Right now we've got the president saying one thing, an unknown source, whoever that is, saying another thing. So these are things that need to be, fleshed out and see what's gone on. But it's really hard to... Now, you have a lot of innuendo, but the good news is there really are a lot of people working hard to find the truth in that situation also.
And with that, I know that all of these things are taking place in that. Do you think that with this particular issue, some people are curious if that's an obstruction of justice and that, do you think that's something, the word impeachment starts coming up. Have you heard that? And what do you think about that? Is that possible for an impeachable offense?
Well, the Democrats certainly have been talking about impeaching the president almost since he was elected, or as soon as they did the count, essentially. So we've heard that a lot. I heard that a lot with President Obama, people on our side demanding that be the case. So a lot of that is just party politics. But no, I don't think there's, certainly anything of that standard right now that has come out that... Again, a lot of this is just party politics, but we need to cut through all of that, get to the truth. The sad thing about all this thing is we really do, we're facing some major problems that are going on. The North Korea situation is very, very serious. Healthcare, we're right in the middle of that. We're working very, very hard to see if we can figure out a way to drive down the healthcare cost, make insurance affordable. Affordability is the key. We're talking probably 20-25% increases in premiums in Arkansas this year. So that's the sad thing, is that these are detracting from those very real, very serious problems that affect Americans. And yet, that's not to diminish the fact that, you know, you have allegations and things. We need to get to the bottom of it. But talk of impeachment and things like that is right now, I think, is just over the top. Just like all of the impeachment talk that I heard of. Again, with President Obama.
Well, some may argue, though, that President Trump is kind of bringing this on himself because he just can't stay away from Twitter. And every tweet that kind of comes out may lead to some of these things.
No, and again, I certainly can't defend the president in that regard. You know, he needs to be such that he needs to get some advice as to what he tweets and this and that, and he seems to be a person that reacts and just kind of what's in his head at the moment. So, you know, we like I say, I think everyone would agree, Republicans, Democrats, that we would be better off if there was less tweeting. And again, all of us focused more on these problems that I just mentioned.
Yeah, but it has to be frustrating and hard for you because you can't really focus on the things that Republicans may want to focus on because of the tweets and because of the other things. That has to be very frustrating.
Well, I think Senator McConnell, you know, summed up best and basically said we need less drama coming out of the White House. And certainly that is the case, because it is. It is frustrating, and it does make it harder as you try and focus on a number of domestic problems, international problems, and then these, you know, are somewhat unforced errors.
Right. Senator John Bozeman joining us here on KASU. Senator Bozeman, we want to thank you for joining us here for today.
Thank you so much. And again, I want to congratulate you on your 60th anniversary. That is certainly a tremendous milestone. And it's just from you all doing a great job. And I know that somebody at some point, it certainly won't be you or I around, but the congratulating on the 60th anniversary in the future because of the great job that y'all are doing.
All right, thank you so much. We appreciate that.
So the 120th, 60 years from now.
We'll take that. All right, Senator Bozeman, thank you so very much, and we'll be talking to you soon. Thank you.